Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Reno Collier's on the show today. Have you ever seen? And horse jokes. They're coming up right after this.
Little ditty about Josh and Chick McGee. Two funny guys have a few drinks and watch TV. Josh and Chick, big radio stars. Catch them every morning, turn them on in your car. Ooh, yeah. Sucking on hot dog, mustard on the bottom.
That's right.
You got the movie tickets? Josh says he's got it.
That's right.
Chicky say, hey, Josh, what if we ever have a fight? Josh says that'll be an awkward morning, all right. Ooh, yeah, their bromance lives on. Long after the thrill of Bob and Tom are gone.
I don't know about that.
Ooh, yeah, their bromance lives on. Chick drinks on the porch while Josh mows his new lawn. All right, rock on. Ow!
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Special guest, Reno Collier in the Pat Godwin Memorial Studio.
Somebody keeps calling in here saying that Pat owes him money.
That is a deck of cards. Those are pointing.
Tell him the check is in the mail. There's Josh Arnold. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. And here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much, Chick McGee. Huh? Once again, we're asking you to send us your stories, true stories from life, things that may have happened to you, maybe with your brothers, your friends. Here's a good one.
Okay.
The category is, have you ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
Ever seen your parents build a fire for us to warm our ice-cold hands while sledding? The fire was built near the bottom of the hill. That's when my cousin sledded down and sledded right through the fire, singeing off her eyebrows and her bangs.
Oh my goodness.
I keep that fire away from the place they go through. I'm sorry. I'm back to Christy Lee at the news desk.
A man's been accused of refusing to, quote, unclench his buttocks for police during a search for illegal drugs. Irvine Times of Scotland reports Paul Lamont pleaded not guilty to charges of refusing to comply with a drug search, threatening behavior, and drug possession. Court papers state that the 38-year-old had repeatedly clenched his buttocks in an alleged attempt to conceal something from authorities.
Whoops.
He's also accused of swearing, shouting, and threatening officers and possession of cocaine.
They call him Kegel Mike.
No, I hope he can keep that skill when he gets to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Well, someone grabbed me a speculum. We're going
speculum,
in.
Speculum, some poppers, maybe.
Yeah, I wonder if they found anything, if they eventually got up in there. And,
well, they had possession of cocaine, so I would assume.
Up in the,
hope you had it in a baggie.
Up the old wazoo.
Just loose.
What else would he have it in? Yeah.
I don't
Thank
know.
Thank you, Willie. What
test,
else?
A test tube. You know what that to break.
Hey, he wants to party. Hopefully it doesn't get windy in here.
I mean, is there a rectal equivalent of the jaws of life? prison.
Probably a doctor. Look at me.
Probably some kind of speculum.
Yeah,
where they go. Yeah, I would think.
Poppers. Poppers is a drug used in the gay community. Helps loosen you up.
Really?
Yeah, you guys know about that?
I was aware.
Loosens up the old...
I was aware that poppers and that they were all... That there was... In the gay community. I didn't know it was because it loosened
Yeah,
up.
I did improv with this guy that was also a drag queen. Super funny guy. And he said, yeah, he would kind of keep him around and it helps, you know, keep you loose at the end of the night.
You'd have to have a good sense of humor, I would think.
This is a drug that is snorted?
No, you just smell it. It's like a little bottle.
Yeah, you kind of... And sometimes you can kind of crack it, like, doesn't it uncork or whatever, and then you...
From what I understand, it's like a little bottle.
That's why they're called poppers, because you pop them open?
That's not what I've seen before.
Oh, okay.
I thought poppers are those things you give the kids. They pull the strings and confetti.
Those are also poppers. Don't get them mixed up.
Yeah, okay. That'd be a trick. Yeah.
Both are fun at a bachelor party.
Hey, my new boyfriend, Dave, he's got the confetti shooting out of...
I know that I'm only the boy's sort of uncle, but aren't you concerned that he had, at the ready, MDMA, and now there's popper story that he's got?
His friend told him all about it, whatever. Whatever gets you through the night, I guess.
Chick, if you grew up in my era, oh my goodness,
oh my God.
They would have called you MDMA Chucky.
There we go. What do you think of that? Okay, never mind.
5 gold bars that were stolen from a 1746 shipwreck have been returned.
5 golden bars.
They've been returned to France, according to CNN.
I don't like this. I don't like these stories. Finders keepers, my
loser friend. Sweepers. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Losers sweepers.
Well, yeah, that's what they say. Finishing the rhyme.
Yeah, according to CNN, the 5 gold is it ingots from the 18th century had been on a ship sank off the coast of France after returning from a 2-year voyage to China.
Average gold bar weight 28 pounds.
Oof.
Wow!
Wow! Divers discovered the wreck in the 1970s and ultimately looted the site. Despite applying for an excavation permit, he said the French government indicated several of the excavators had been chasing down these artifacts ever since.
I thought that was the whole point of being a treasure hunter.
Yeah. No joke.
Huh.
Yeah, and there's all those shows where they search constantly and find nothing.
Right.
This guy does, and the government's like, that's ours.
Well, I think what happened, I've not read the story, but from what I see here, I think that somebody found the wreck and then applied for the excavation permit to go back down and bring it all up, and divers found out before.
Oh, so they took the loot?
Yeah, so they looted.
That could get you spear gunned.
Yeah.
Who's asking back for it again? A country? A museum?
France.
France, got it. Isn't France full of museums with stolen artifacts from all over Africa, the South Pacific? Isn't that?
England really specialized in that.
They sure did for a while there.
Yeah,
and
they much looted.
And then sold it to France.
Don't shortchange the French. They're thieves, too. So.
Okay. Well, yeah,
French criminals.
Don't they have to split it with the country or something?
Everything's different. Even though it's in international waters, I think there's a. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Just keep your mouth shut. That's what I would do.
But
I would assume that
the gold bars are.
How are you going to fence that?
The gold bars are worth more because there's a history behind them. Wouldn't it be worth more than just the actual gold if you melted it down?
Yeah, if these are older.
Yeah, I would think they'd be worth a fortune.
Right.
Yeah, from 1746.
So you're like fence it underground. There's got to be.
Right now, gold is $2,000 an ounce.
It's not bad. What do you think of that?
How about if it's from the Atocha? What is that?
We have to prove.
I love that. I'm a big treasure museum
person. But again, it seems a little bit, maybe I could see splitting it 80-20. The guys that find it get to keep the 80 and...
Yeah.
But I don't know. It seems
just
like
tax it, maybe. Maybe. And I'm not a fan of that. So.
You ever watch Gold Rush? Man, that's a good show.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What do they do on there?
For gold.
They dig around in Alaska, look for gold.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know how you fence this, Chris? What was the name of this sunken ship? Does it say?
No.
Oh, because you go into that guy, what's his name, on Pawn Stars?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to know a guy.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. My agent, sunken gold bar guy.
Yeah. Personally, I don't know anything about this, but I know a guy that I can bring in. Yeah. Everything.
So you watch Gold Rush, huh?
Oh, God, I do.
Man, they work really hard to find a very small amount of gold. Isn't it amazing? Seriously?
Do they have the sifter and everything?
No, gosh, no.
They have weird hose machines.
There's slurry. And there's a plant that they run the dirt
big
through.
Big equipment.
Like a fracking thing, maybe? Is that kind of what it is?
You'd be fascinated.
Yeah.
The dirt.
It's interesting.
When you're a kid, you know, it's got to be much more fun. You're going through the woods. You find, you know, some wrecked plane. It's just right there. You steal the drugs and the money. And
that's always a good idea. If movies have told us, have taught us anything.
You're in the woods, you got your buddies, you see a dead guy, plan. Keeper Sullivan's there. Okay, yes. Nope. That's
remember, the title, A Simple Plan, is ironic.
Right.
Man.
That's too much work with all that equipment and everything. These guys that are risking their lives scuba diving down there.
Yeah.
Again, why don't they get to keep it? I don't understand how this works.
They should.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Okay, what else you got, Christy?
New research suggests that Stonehenge was once a solar calendar.
Well, we've known this for decades.
Stonehenge.
We watched
ancient alien theorists have always believed this sort of thing.
The BBC reports the new analysis shows the stones were positioned at around 2500 BC and remained in the same formation. According to the study from Professor Timothy Darvill at Bournemouth University.
Bournemouth.
The layout of the stone circle in Wiltshire helped people keep track of a solar year of 365.25 days.
You know, Bournemouth was the original name for veal.
Well, they really hit a home run with that word veal, didn't they?
Yeah, because no one wants to eat baby cow.
No. Would you like some baby cow parmesan? I'm sorry, what was that first part?
Yeah. Bournemouth.
Again, I thought they already knew this.
We did. I mean, it's on ancient aliens all the time.
Yeah, this is...
Well, didn't they think the ancient aliens did it for a landing?
Not necessarily Stonehenge, but certainly some sort of marker. And they really do not know how they moved those rocks.
No. Yeah, that's what I'd like to find out. How did they show me the ancient forklift?
Yeah, right.
I've got a feeling it was some guys in chains.
Yes, with logs underneath. They have theories.
They slipped again. Looks like Dave's flat as
a pancake.
Have
you ever seen the sound wave theory? Are you familiar with that?
No.
Where they had these things that created such amazing sound waves that the sound waves carried the stones through the air. Fascinating.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Slavery is the much bigger
option. I'll take this, Tom. Shut up.
Willie and I are the same bet. Yeah, slavery, I think, more than the sonic machine.
There's no proof of slavery from that.
Really? I went to a Ramones concert, and if that were a thing, I would have been floating. It's like 170 decibels.
They were able to focus the sound waves. All very fascinating stuff and very compelling.
Here we go. Now this is why they concluded this was a calendar recently when they found a note carved into one stone saying, soccer practice Thursday.
that's clear evidence. You ever been to Stonehenge, Reno?
I have not. But I watch those ancient alien things.
Sure.
I love the leap. That they take in those things. Where
they're not very big leaps.
No, oh, my God. They're like, if Stonehenge was put here to have a Led Zeppelin concert in 300, if that's true, then isn't the ice cream machine at McDonald's a robot alien? I mean, it's like, it's always, and if that's true, you didn't prove the first part.
I mean, like Josh saying it was a giant machine that made sound waves that lifted the rocks.
No, tools that did it, but...
Wouldn't everyone go deaf?
Well, there is a thing, though, that the acoustics in between there are supposed to be equal to, like, a really nice theater.
That was thought of by some stoner. I've been to Stonehenge.
You have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell it wasn't an ad. There's nothing.
Hang on, he's about to proclaim it's no big deal. Go on.
It's pretty amazing.
No, it's cool.
Now, did you go when you were able to walk up to the rocks and touch them?
Yeah, I went back.
Man,
that would have been cool.
They had it all blocked off when
Why can't you do that anymore?
Graffiti.
Did you try to knock them over?
Because you know, some dork's going to take a chisel and
right.
Steve was here.
Exactly.
Have you ever been to the Parthenon in Nashville?
No, that is quite the thing, isn't it?
It's something special.
I have been to that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've been to the Acropolis, the Euro restaurant near the mall. Yeah. Pretty good. Tzatziki to die for.
Okay, well, I think it's cool that in this article it says that they knew that the calendar had to be 365.25 days.
Yeah.
So they had leap year built into the
Isn't it fascinating?
Wow, that's.
I mean, these ancient
aliens somebody's really smart.
Yeah,
but I think saying it's a calendar is like the most boring option, wouldn't you say? There's so many cool things that it could.
Yeah,
be.
An intergalactic game of dominoes.
Yeah, a lot of stuff from history turns out to be pretty lame. When I was in art history, a lot of the first works of art are just like receipts, things like that. It's nothing too complicated. It's stuff that we just need, very practical stuff.
Did you ever think about why all the naked women in those paintings are really big from a long time ago?
Yeah, it's because
I'm still working
on the little ones all died in childbirth.
I'm still working because on you using the term naked.
It's because glasses weren't invented yet, and those were the only ones I could see.
That is very silly, Reno.
I'm sorry. I apologize for the level of the Stone Cold Silence.
You've never thought about that? Like, they're all big because they didn't have glasses.
Yeah. No, they're big because the small ones all died at childbirth.
Okay. Well, all right.
Charming, really.
Very, very quaint.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Okay.
I just thought Da Vinci liked a thicker woman, you know, thicker milkshake to grab onto.
Yeah, Rubens, he's like the BB-dub.
Or actually, that would be a B-dub-dub.
Yeah.
Or would they be more attractive because they have the money to be able to feed themselves well?
That's right.
In other times, that was the case.
Yeah. Being fat was when you were rich.
Right.
That's why stoners like big girls, because they know they have food at their house.
There you go, Reno. You've redeemed yourself.
Hey, thank you. That's it for me.
Woo! Christy Lee's at the news desk. What else have we missed?
Firefighters in Washington State rescued a horse that fell into a well, according to King TV.
Hey, we're ready to crown you our prince of viewing. Sure, it's a little clunky.
You know what? He never gave up.
I never gave up. I just kept saying words.
Half a second in, you knew there had to be something about royalty.
A second in, I realized, she said king.
Yes.
According
to King TV, the horse named Blaze, belonging to the Lang family on Whidbey Island, had broken through a barrier and fallen into the 15-foot concrete well near a highway. Wow. Rescue workers from the Whidbey Island Naval Air Station dropped into the well to first sedate the horse before crews with North Whidbey and Central Whidbey Fire and Rescue worked to get the 2,000-pound animal into a harness. A neighbor provided an excavator to hoist the horse out of the well and into the care of local veterinarians.
Hey, Tom, did you hear it was a neighbor.
The station reports Blaze only suffered a few minor cuts on his legs, though he will continue to be monitored to ensure he does not have any internal injuries.
What about the well? You ever seen a horse pee? That thing's contaminated for a few years.
We better hope it only peed.
Yeah. So did someone have to dive underneath the horse with a... I would think you'd have to go...
It doesn't say...
No,
I mean,
they have to knock him out first, and then they slip...
They knocked him out,
around his neck, and then they yank him up out of there.
Well, I think they have to put something under his belly. They have to pull from the middle.
By the way, they still couldn't make him drink.
No.
I don't know.
We have another horse story. In the UK, firefighters rescued a horse from a family's empty swimming pool. Northamptonshire Fire and Rescue was called after the horse named Wizard wandered into the shallow end of the pool and became stuck. Animal rescuers were able to build a makeshift ladder out of pallets before safely coaxing Wizard out with carrots, sugar lumps, and hay.
This was an ongoing story, like the baby Jessica thing. Do you see this?
No.
It lasted for quite a long. They were betting on it. Because of the English, obviously, they've Scots, they bet on everything, as you know.
Had we known that, we would have laughed.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You were aware of that? Wait, no. What was the punchline?
Oh, gambling. No, well, no, I
was they, there a punchline?
Most of the bets went, they didn't think the horse was going to get out safe. At least that's what I saw in the Gallup poll. Oh.
Okay, my neighbor doesn't get anything.
No, he laughed at that. He did.
The Gallup poll.
You know, the judges frown on it when you have to have the fire department take you out of the pool. Wasn't there a thing? Was it Atlantic City where they had the horse would dive off this dock?
Dude, I was just thinking about that.
I've always heard that, but I didn't know if it was true.
Wasn't it a donkey?
I remember seeing a video sometime.
Yeah.
By the way, do not Google donkey doc because it says, did you mean?
Sure.
Common type.
So that diving horse was really.
I think it was a traveling show, wasn't it?
That's where that's, of course, the origin of the seahorse.
Listen,
you don't have to laugh.
What are you laughing
at? Maybe you'll learn a lesson.
What the hell's going on?
I always wanted to have seahorses. They're so cool.
They are weird, aren't they? Yeah.
You've always wanted to have... What do you mean?
Seahorses.
I a fish tank full of seahorses?
Yeah. Is it true that male seahorses have the babies?
Yeah. There's a comic with a great joke about that. Yeah, I think that's true, though.
Okay. How weird.
I have no idea.
Remember sea monkeys?
Yeah.
You used to wait for them in the mail?
Yep.
6 days.
Did you ever get shrimp. That?
Yeah.
Yep.
I never got them. Do they actually... look like monkeys at all?
No. Yes. Yeah, they look real close.
They throw tiny poop at the side of the aquarium.
They play with themselves and eat little bitty bananas.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.